Exclusive, watch, Republican Matt Moers releases first ad hammering Chris Pappas, Joe Biden's failures. By Jacob Bliss on June 21, 2022. New Hampshire's first congressional district Republican candidate Matt Moers released his first ad in the primary election on Tuesday. First shared with Breitbart News, which hammered President Joe Biden and Representative Chris Pappas's, DNH, failures on the southern border. Moers' ad, Protect New Hampshire, while hammering the two Democrats, mainly focuses on the failures of Biden and Pappas trying to secure the southern border and the crisis they have caused to New Hampshire communities. The campaign is a 30-second spot that will air on cable and broadcast starting Tuesday morning and is backed by $300,000 to play through the crowded primary election. The Moers campaign touted that he is the first candidate to go on air in New Hampshire's first congressional district and the first Republican candidate to go on air this election cycle in the state. In the ad, Moers says, "Criminals are illegally crossing the border at record rates. Because the wall isn't finished, and the Border Patrol is underfunded. Then they go to sanctuary cities like Lawrence and drive up 93 to sell drugs to our kids. Joe Biden and Chris Pappas want to give billions to illegals, while gas prices and inflation cripple New Hampshire families. It has to stop. I'm running for Congress to secure the border, stop Biden and protect New Hampshire." Moers previously worked in the State Department under President Donald Trump before running as a Republican against Representative Chris Pappas in 2020. One of the issues he worked on was interdicting drug traffickers around the world. Moers told Breitbart News, "Joe Biden and Chris Pappas have failed Granite Staters at every turn. Instead of securing the border, tackling inflation, and cracking down on the drug epidemic, Chris Pappas voted to give billions to illegal immigrants and supports the very sanctuary cities that provide safe havens for these criminals," Moers added. "In Congress, I'll secure the border, stop Biden and protect New Hampshire." This past weekend, Moers was on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Saturday, weighing in on Massachusetts, his neighboring state, allowing illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses with very little verifiable identification following the Democrats in the state legislature overriding the veto from Governor Charlie Baker, R., on legislation that will allow illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses starting July 1, 2023, after passing a written test and a road test. He called the idea of illegal aliens obtaining driver's licenses insane because they will be able to get out with very little verifiable identification information since the folks in the motor vehicles department are not equipped to judge if they're real documents or not when they present documents from their home country where they are citizens. The bill in Massachusetts received pushback from Republicans, who noted that providing driver's licenses to illegal aliens could result in many being mistakenly registered to vote in the state. Additionally, the Open Borders Lobby, with the help of elected Democrats, has made securing driver's licenses for illegal aliens a key fixture of their agenda, to extend privileges meant for American citizens and legal immigrants to those who are neither. Driver's licenses for illegal aliens are vital for the Open Borders Lobby because often when illegal aliens are pulled over by local police, driving without a driver's license is the first criminal charge that can put them in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody for arrest and deportation. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.